Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So we've been talking about what the Commanders might do in free agency, and I did put up that Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. I mean, it's so overwhelming. It never happens this way.
What?
Because I had four choices in terms of what the Commanders should attack first.
Yep.
In free agency.
What do people want? What are they horny for?
Offensive line, running back, linebacker, and other. So other includes wide receiver, includes secondary, includes everything. 79% offensive line, 1% running back, 17% linebacker,
3%
other. I kind of agree with running back, too, because
you get that in draft, or dime a dozen.
You'll find a guy in the field. Peters is going to find a guy in the fifth round who'll perform. Like
Rodriguez
was picked in the sixth or seventh round, wasn't he? And he performed relatively well in the small sample size that we saw last year. Isaiah Pacheco was a seventh-round pick.
They're not gonna spend a bunch of money on a running back. It's literally dumb.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
The other thing I wanted to say is, okay, so the tampering period starts at noon. But right now, there are things happening all across the league which will affect free agency, and it's guys getting locked up. So I just saw the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. They just signed a center who I guess was let go by the Bills, I think it was.
Mitch Morse. Mitch Morse was just released by Buffalo, and I know he had a visit with both the Steelers and the Jags, so that makes sense.
All right, so he's off the board.
So he's off the board, and then there was, let's see, I think it was Zaire Franklin, who, what is he, a linebacker? Signed a deal, 3-year extension with the Colts.
Hmm.
So guys are going to get signed here before the 12 o'clock deal. You know, teams scrambling to sign their own because they don't want to see them go via free agency.
I just was thinking over the weekend, Quinn and Peters and, you know, maybe Kingsbury, Joe Witt, whoever was kind of in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are they splitting their time based on hours with free agency versus the draft prospects? You know? Free agency obviously is huge because it's first.
Free agency. They're probably spending a little bit more time on free agency right
probably
now.
Probably right now.
But they have to have an idea of what's in the draft.
Yeah.
Which they do.
Well, free agency is going to be a flurry here for the next 4 or 5 days.
Correct.
And then they'll have plenty of time to get back to the draft.
Yep.
They've been doing their draft work. Now it's all in on free agency, and I'm sure they have their board. And as EB's been saying, that it's a decimated roster, so
they literally can't
every
go
position
wrong.
They're looking at. Yeah. And then, you know, eventually then they'll reassess and go, okay, we picked up a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
We picked up a tackle and a center. And then at the end of that, then they'll go back to the draft and say, okay, well, we don't need to go center because we picked up whoever the hell they pick up.
But that's how important that certain positions are, right? So edge rusher is a huge position. You've already seen two guys get tagged at edge rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Allen was tagged.
But
Burns,
I feel like you can
Burns
draft one. I feel like you could
no,
draft
you can.
Edge rusher.
But, I mean, two of the top 10 free agents for edge rushers, maybe three.
Right
now, I'm not thinking of Hunter because Hunter hasn't been signed yet.
Two of the top 12 right now are edge rushers on NFL.com.
Right.
Jonathan Greenard, who's 27 from Houston, he had 12 and a half sacks last year. He's ranked as the number 6 pending free agent edge rusher. And at number 11, Bryce Huff, who's 26 from the Jets, also is going to garner significant
interest.
Where's
Chase Young on that list?
Chase Young, scrolling down.
I saw on PFF he was the number 50 ranked free agent.
Well, this
God.
This is kind of
he's
this
ranked
is kind
23rd
of surprising.
On this list.
23rd overall.
Overall of pending free agents.
On this list that I'm looking at, this is CBS Sports. He's 27. I don't know if I'd have him that high. But
you got 23, 27, and 50.
He's right behind Patrick Queen.
Yeah. But in terms of edge rushers, he's probably in the top 10. He's got to be in the top 10.
I would say he's 10, top 10. Maybe
he's
eight.
He's great for 2 seconds.
I think Clowney's available, too.
No, I don't want his old ass. I'm telling you.
Had a good year with Baltimore.
You have all of this anticipation or an idea that we're going to have like a Houston Texans like turnaround. I do not believe that is possible. I just don't. I believe it's very unlikely. Possible, sure. Yeah. Likely, no.
There's no way Houston had this many holes.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
There's just no way.
I think they
were in a similar spot. They finished 3-13-1. Of course they had holes.
They were picked last in their division by every single NFL expert. Right,
but they didn't have holes.
Yeah, what did they have? They had five guys.
I'm sure they had holes, but not like this. This is unprecedented.
I think it's unprecedented.
Dude, it really is.
It's unprecedented. Valdez, you're shaking your head. You believe? You agree with us?
I've been on this train for a while. Ron left this team
decimated.
Decimated.
I can't think
it's
of
a disaster.
I need a different word. What's a synonym?
Decimated.
Ravaged.
Yeah.
The cupboard's bare.
Yeah. Cupboard's bare. I've used
he
all
took
those
a flamethrower to the roster.
Right.
All of those. Right.
And he thinks he's going to get sized for a ring next year.
They had a paucity of talent.
That was one of his funniest quotes ever.
It's the baking soda in the fridge with nothing in the fridge.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, man.
It's Panthers 2.0. It actually might be worse than the Panthers.
It's an expansion team.
It is that level. It really is. The Commander should be able to take a player from a team next year. An expansion team.
So that being said, maybe we should entertain the possibility that Adam Peters would trade down to acquire more picks in the draft, and maybe he's fascinated with somebody like J.J. McCarthy, who has moved up. This is from SB Nation, an article on SB Nation written by Joseph Acosta. He writes, the J.J. McCarthy discourse is getting louder and louder as we get closer to the first round of the NFL draft. Once believed to be a late first round pick, McCarthy now is commonly slated in the top 10 of mock drafts, with some even having him as the third quarterback taken off the board.
So who's he knocking out?
Probably Drake May.
Drake May is now sliding. That was Jason's guy.
It depends.
Number one on his board.
Again, some people like him. Some people don't.
No, one.
Oh, he's one on your board.
He's one.
Yeah.
After a fine day throwing the ball during the combine, especially in comparison to the other quarterbacks next to him during the throwing session. After the NFL Combine, ESPN's Dan Graziano published a rumor report in which he believes McCarthy is going to be in the top 10, saying he wouldn't be surprised if it ended up that way. So let's say Adam Peters, it would send a message. Let's say Adam Peters gets a trade offer to move down. Where's Denver drafting?
12, I believe.
And I know that some people are saying Denver might be a landing spot for J.J. McCarthy, but let's say
could be
Peyton wants Jaden Daniels. Would you be inclined to move down if you're going to settle for J.J. McCarthy?
But if J.J.
If Peters likes him.
If J.J. is their number one guy, like they think all things being equal, he's like going to be the best pro. He's got all the attributes they're looking for. Then I'm totally fine with like trading down or doing whatever to go get him.
But Mel it's Kiper, risky.
But I don't want to do it just to settle.
How far down do you trade? That's the question.
I don't know.
Depends on what his stock is.
There could be three other teams that feel the same way.
If some teams value him as a top five, top seven player, if you trade down to 10 or 12, you're not going to get him.
Right.
Mel Kiper says Drake May versus McCarthy is a real contest for QB3 in the draft. So Kiper's got Jaden Daniels 2 behind Caleb Williams. He said, bottom line is J.J. McCarthy could overtake Drake May. He said could. Currently, he's got May at number 3, and he's got J.J. McCarthy number 12 in his mock.
So he's got McCarthy going to Denver.
And he's got Daniels going to here.
Right. And he's got the Patriots taking May.
Right.
I could see that happening.
Adam Peters trading down?
No.
I think it's unlikely.
No way.
He's not going to trade down.
He's going to take a quarterback.
Unless he gets an absurd offer. Maybe he just gets an absurd offer that he just can't turn it down. That's the only way I see him doing
it. Well, and it also kind of depends on how far apart are guys like Daniels, May, and McCarthy on their board.
Would you trade down All right. I don't even know if a team can do this. All right. This is hypothetical. Mm-hmm. But would you trade down to a number 12 where you can draft J.J. McCarthy if you're getting in return just for that trade down a later first round pick? So somebody's giving you like the 25th pick mm-hmm. in the draft this year. Mm-hmm. Not even going to play with next year. And a second round pick this year and a third round pick.
Only.
So you're getting. No, only you're if I'm swapping getting, your yeah. top first rounders.
Not enough.
Only if you're I'm getting the quarterback late, I want.
Are you, yeah. So you're getting like 25. I'm going to give
what
you 25.
What quarterback are you getting?
Yeah, only if I'm getting the
JJ.
Do they really love JJ?
Or is it a settle? Or is it a settle?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they really love JJ, why wouldn't they just take him at two?
Well, because if you can gamble and trade down,
because you want
to move from that's a huge gamble.
To move from 2 to 12, you're moving down 10 spots in the first round. I can't just swap first and get an extra second and a third.
I'm giving you a late one as well.
No. I need your next year's number one. In order to move down.
Probably depends on how far up the
team
goes.
If I'm moving down 3 or 4 spots.
If it's the Raiders or Denver, you're probably getting an extra one.
Right. I need the extra one. I can't just swap ones. I'm getting hosed in that deal.
Here's the thing. They have to get. Let's assume, and I it's a huge assumption because I don't even know if I believe it. Let's assume they say Caleb is their number one, but they're not willing to trade up for him because they have so many needs. So then they have to get their next best guy, whoever the hell that is.
Correct.
If they think they can get if JJ's their next best guy, and they think they could get him at 6 or 7 or something, and they can trade down a little bit and kind of squeeze a little value out of it, I'm fine with it. But my guess is they're going to stay there too and just take
whoever
their guy
Patriots
is.
What if the Patriots really like JJ? Then you're really
well,
just
you gotta
rolling
know,
the dice.
You got to know that. I mean, yeah, you got to do your research. You
I don't
gotta,
know how they know it.
Then you're in Knicks.
I mean, the Patriots aren't going to call Adam Peters. And
I
tell
know,
them.
But they anticipate sort of what teams are going to do. They have a sense.
Yeah,
they know who will be in jeopardy of doing a move, and they'll have to stay ahead of them. Where do the Patriots pick? 6 or
yeah, they're
they
right behind
three,
you.
3 Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
If he's skyrocketing up the board on a lot of teams' boards, then you're really rolling the dice if you think you're going to get him at 12.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
I just want to be excited for whoever they get. I just want to be like, I want that RG3 euphoria again. Is the only guy that's going to give that to me Jaden Daniels? Probably.
Most likely at this point.
Like it's gonna have to be a dual threat kind of guy.
Yeah, but you'll work up a lather for any of them.
If they draft Drake May, I think you won't be as excited. I'm gonna be like average excited.
I don't think you're gonna be that excited for JJ McCarthy.
For some reason, I kind of am.
You're only gonna be excited for McDaniel. For Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. I kind of think JJ McCarthy, he's my sleeper.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a Penix guy, too, he
like
said,
Penix.
Because of the
I
hallway.
I like a couple of these guys. The hallway throws.
The hallway throws got you.
The hallway throws look silly. All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. He wants to argue that we actually have talent. Really?
Reggie.
Look at me. Look at me, Reggie.
Reggie's a blind homer. Hey, what's up, buddy?
No, it's not a blind homer. The Houston Texans added two pieces, a coach and a quarterback.
Here you go. No, the Texans roster wasn't as bad as the Commanders. Name somebody. Nico Collins? Really? Who's their tight end? Dalton Schultz, that was from the Cowboys.
He's actually pretty good.
One good player, Larry McTunsil.
Yeah.
Who was their running back? I think Devin Singletary, I believe.
Yes, Damian Pierce.
They had Pierce before that.
Okay, but come on now. So you're trying to tell me that, again, a quarterback, we need a quarterback and a coach. We have talent on offense. Now, is it elite? No. But you're telling me right now you put a better quarterback and a better coaching system in place that McLaurin, they're probably not going to have Samuels, but McLaurin and Dotson won't be able to perform? Of course they will. Defensively, maybe the scheme. Did we put Jamin Davis in position to utilize his athleticism? No. So it's coaching. And I'm not saying we're going to go to the playoffs, but to sit here and act like that we're a freaking dumbass, like we just have nobody. Like, come on. Come on, EB.
And Dalton Schultz wasn't there in 2022. That was a free agency deal.
That was a pickup.
I agree with you. It's easy. Look, we're a local show, so it's easy to say that they have a worse roster than the Texans.
Reggie, I think you're 150% wrong. Because they have so many holes on the offense. McLaurin is a good number two. He's not a true number one receiver, in my opinion. Dotson has gotten worse. They've got no tight end. Their offensive line's terrible. The linebackers are bad. Secondary, they're going to lose two of the four, and they weren't that great anyway.
Okay, but let me ask you this then. Okay, who was calling plays? A guy that everybody said was a complete garbage. So you're telling me right now, okay, these guys
are you talking about Bieniemy?
Bieniemy was terrible.
Yeah, I know. Okay,
I'm not arguing that the coaching was a huge factor.
I think the coaching staff will be a massive upgrade.
I agree with
massive
that.
Massive upgrade.
But they need more players.
So do you think now that the coaching with the players that are on the roster now couldn't at least, again, you're going to get an uptick in production? What quarterback has Terry McLaurin had?
How much better would they be with this current with the roster from last year? With this new coaching staff,
with a better coach than you still, and you still have Chase Young and Montez Sweat, I don't think we'd be picking number two.
Well,
if we had a better coaching staff,
I wasn't factoring them in because they were free agents. But I would say they're not much better than six wins. I don't think they're better than six wins.
You're right. We do have holes, but not as like this is the absolute. Like you said, I think DB.
Reggie, hold on. You know what? If you want, you can hold on during the break. We're up against a break, but I actually did a little research on the 2022 Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you that. I'll tell you how many Pro Bowlers they had when we come back. Next, here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.